This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you already know that, but that's okay. It's important to know that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Monday, December the 22nd of 2025, day 356 of the year, in only 9 days left to go. 9 days left to go. Yep, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
So how have you been? It's been, you know, quite a weekend, depending on what the hell you had going on. That is for sure. We're not going to make anything up. So did you do anything cool Friday night besides watching some people get knocked out and stuff? I'm just asking, you know, because it's important. Anyways, if you have not known, and if you do not know this, this is the weekend of Christmas, or this is the week of Christmas. So let's do this one.
The following program may contain high levels of holiday spirit. Proceed at your own risk.
Don't worry, that high level of holiday spirit, not sure if that will be a thing for us, but we can continue anyways and talk about everything that's going on inside of the multiverse. Something fell over here, so that's why it kind of, you heard the noise. You heard the noise. So let's speak, because we talked about this. We talked about that we will be here today, we'll be here tomorrow, and then we're gone for the rest of the year, so that's why we're showing up. Today, let's cut, before we get into everything that we do and talk about how we do safety in the news and news and safety and all that fun stuff, we're going to ease back a little bit today. Maybe it's not so intense today. Maybe it's not so main story driven. Maybe it's not this or that. Maybe it's just us having that combo of everything that goes on throughout the year. And let's not call it a year in review, because that's not what we're going to do. But let's just kind of sit back, relax, talk a little bit, hang out, you and I, and do our thing. This is, you know, just have a calm little episode today as we are doing our stuff. So if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process on doing so. Callinradio.com. It's callinradio.com. So today we're going to have no rhyme and reason on how we do stuff. It's not Freeform Friday. Let's just make sure. It is Monday, I am aware. We're just going to talk. We're just going to hang out. We're going to talk about stuff we like. We might do a main story. We might not do a main story. But we'll figure it out as we go. Now, we will do some of our staples, because I think that that's important. And why don't we do this? Why don't we do the following? Why don't we go ahead and do our stories from Feature Story News? They're going to tell us exactly what's going on inside of the multiverse, because I always think it's important for us to know exactly what's happening. If we are not knowing what's happening, you know, you have some questions. You're probably sitting around going, well, I'm not sure what the hell's going on over there. That's okay, because those things happen. But also at the same time, too, we had to look at it and go, okay, we should be set to go to know exactly what's happening in the world. So I am going to bring them in right now, and let's get into it. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. Australia's most populous state has pushed ahead with what is being said is the country's strictest gun laws after two gunmen killed 15 people celebrating a Jewish festival in Sydney last week. The legislation would also ban the display of terrorist symbols, including the flag of the Islamic State, which was found in a car linked to one of the shooters. Laura Westbrook has more.
The government of New South Wales, where the shooting took place, recalled its parliament to introduce what it called the toughest firearms reforms in the country. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns told reporters steps needed to be taken to make sure that something similar never happens again. The new rules will cap the number of guns an individual can own to 4 or 10 for certain groups, such as farmers. One of the alleged Bondi gunmen, Sajid Akram, was shot dead by police and owned 6 firearms. His 24-year-old son, Naveed Akram, has been charged with 59 offences, including murder and terrorism, according to police. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
An Indian man is appealing for help after allegedly being forced to join the Russian army to fight in Ukraine. In a video reportedly filmed by Ukrainian officials, the man says he went to Russia as a student but was tricked into joining the military and is now calling on New Delhi to intervene.
In a video reportedly shared by Ukrainian officials, a man from India's Gujarat state is seen making an appeal after being captured by Ukrainian forces. Sahil Muhammad Hussain says he was lured to Russia on false promises of a job, but was instead coerced into the Russian military on narcotics charges that he claims were fabricated. Hussain says he was given just 15 days of training before being sent to the front line, where he immediately surrendered to Ukrainian forces, according to him. He is now pleading with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi for intervention. This case is part of a larger crisis. India's foreign ministry says 202 Indian nationals have been recruited by Russia since 2022, with at least 26 killed. The government says it has raised the issue repeatedly with Moscow, including at the highest levels. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
Lawmakers who drafted the Epstein files legislation say they're working on a new plan to increase pressure on officials amid outrage over the volume of documents still to be released.
After the Department of Justice released only some of the documents related to Jeffrey Epstein, lawmakers are now working to pile pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi to release all of the documents. Republican Thomas Massey and Democrat Ro Khanna lead efforts in Congress to force their release, and Khanna says they are building support to hold the Attorney General in contempt, meaning she could be fined every day that the documents aren't released. The Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, is defending the removal of images, including one featuring Donald Trump, saying they are checking privacy concerns raised by victims or advocates. The Justice Department says more files will be released in the coming weeks. Mitch McCann, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the outcome of Friday's European Union summit that saw EU leaders agree to borrow money to provide more assistance to Ukraine instead of using frozen Russian assets to fund the aid. Ukraine is running out of money and the EU will now lend Kyiv 90 billion euros over the next 2 years. The money will be raised on capital markets, but the decision is deeply controversial because the Russians quietly threatened some EU leaders, intimating that their personal safety might even be at risk if they decided to unfreeze the Russian assets held by Euroclear, a financial services company based in Brussels. James Nixey is a former head of Chatham House's Russia and Eurasia programme. He thinks the EU should be using the frozen Russian cash.
Russia will now know that it can blackmail and intimidate legally, politically, physically, European member states and their officials, and that blackmail and intimidation will work. It will divide the union, and as a result, what the union does will be less effective than it otherwise could have been. I think that's a really big problem, given the very tough negotiations and given the outlook for the Ukraine war over the course of 2026.
One reason why European assistance for Ukraine is now so critical is because the Trump administration is reducing support for the country in an ongoing effort to force President Zelensky to accept peace terms with Moscow. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says Russia and Ukraine are committed to achieving peace amid negotiations on ending the war between the two. Lawmakers who drafted the Epstein Files legislation say they're working on a new plan to increase pressure on officials amid outrage over the volume of documents still to be released. Australia's most populous state has pushed through the country's strictest gun laws after two gunmen killed 15 people in Sydney last week. And that is the latest feature story news, Neha Punya reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks put a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May 2026 be your best year ever.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The Collapse of the Construct, now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD, because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
The top spot at the box office this weekend.
At the box office.
The box office roundup.
The weekend box office.
At the box office this weekend.
Okay, so I guess we're going to talk about the box office right now is what it sounds like to me. So let's go ahead and do that as we are currently 15 minutes past the top of the hour. Number 10 was Now You Can See Me. Let's see. Number 9 was Hamnet with $850,000. By the way, Now You Can See Me, Now You See Me, Now You Don't is $600,000. And number 8 was Marty Supreme with $875,000. And let's see, what else? What else do we got? Number 7 was Wicked for Good with $4.3 million. And number 6 was Five Nights at Freddy's with $7.3 million. And number 5 was Zootopia with $14.5 million. And number 4, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, Search of SquarePants, $16 million. And number 3 was The Housemaid with $19 million. And number 2 was David with $22 million. And coming in at the number 1 spot, earning around $88 million over the weekend, in North America, that is. It made $88 million, number 1 spot, Avatar, Fire and Ash. Came in at number 1. So there you go. I don't know if you made it into the movie theater or not over the weekend, but man, seems like an interesting time, that is for sure. Okay, so let's continue talking about some things going on inside of the world here. So if you were hanging out on Friday, of course, Netflix decided to put on a little boxing match, if you didn't see it. Actually having Anthony Joshua and Jake Paul fight. So let's talk about a little bit about that. Anthony Joshua showed up in Miami on Friday and reminded everyone that boxing has weight classes, skill gaps, and consequences. The former champ knocked out Jake Paul in the 6th round, ending a bout that started more like a track meet than a fight. Paul spent early rounds circling, stalling, and dropping onto the canvas, even grabbing Joshua's legs. So much of the referee stopped things and scolded them, bluntly saying fans didn't pay to watch this crap. Crowd agreed, internet agreed, everyone agreed. Once Joshua found his rhythm, it was over fast. A brutal 6th-round flurry sent Paul down, and a ref waved it off, and an experiment ended, and Paul later claimed that his jaw was definitely broken. Joshua stayed classy, gave Paul credit for stepping into the ring, and then did what fans wanted, called out Tyson Fury. Take a listen to this real quick.
This sport has helped me so much in my life. I think my jaw is broken, by the way, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go!
It's definitely broke. But, man, that was good. And I'm going to come back and get a world championship belt at some point.
So after it was all said and done, he did break his jaw in 2 spots. At least that's what X-ray showed over the weekend. And then here's what Anthony had to say. Take a listen.
It wasn't the best performance. It wasn't the best. The end goal was to get Jake Paul, pin him down, and hurt him. That has been the request leading up, and that was on my mind. It took a bit longer than expected, but the right hand finally found a destination. Now, Jake Paul, he's done really well tonight. I want to give him his props. He got up time and time again. It was difficult in there for him, but he kept on trying to find a way. It takes a real man to do that. Anyone who laces up his gloves, we always say we give them their respect. We have to give Jake his respect for trying and trying and trying. Well done. But he came up against a real fighter tonight that's had a 15-month layoff. We shook off the cobwebs, and I can't wait to roll into 2026. And if Tyson Fury is as serious as he thinks he is, and he wants to put down his Twitter fingers and put on some gloves and come and fight one of the realest fighters out there that will take on any challenge, step in the ring with me next if you're a real bad boy. Don't do all that talking, AJ this, AJ that. Let's see you in the ring and talk with your fists.
No, it'll be interesting to see if we get some AJ action with Tyson Fury, even though Tyson Fury says that he's retired now. But it'll definitely be some interesting things to talk about, no doubt about that. So did you take a look around and, and say, hey, let's watch the fight over the weekend? Or did you say, no, this is not for me, I'm doing something else? I mean, hey, people are of two minds when it comes to this. Some people don't like the Jake Paul fights. Some people think that it's not good for the sport. Some people love the whole spectacle. I don't know. I will tell you, I've seen several of them, so I guess I must fall into the category that I love the spectacle is what it sounds like for sure. So there you go. Okay, so let's get into some news stories real quick, because that's kind of what we do around here. Take a listen to this. Things went up from Chippy to WWE real fast on Saturday night's Eagles Commander game. With under 5 minutes left, the Philadelphia Eagles were up 29-10, and a full brawl broke into, after Saquon Barkley converted a two-point play. Punches flew on both sides, but Eagles guard Tyler Steen stole the spotlight by swinging away like he had booked a late flight card. At one point, it looked like Steen was trying to take on the entire Washington defense solo. Before getting swarmed, officials ran out flags, patience, and probably HR talking points. When the dust settled, three players were ejected. Steen from Philadelphia, Javon Kinlaw, and Quan Martin from Washington. Fox announcer Joe Davis summed it up perfectly. This is getting ugly. Despite the chaos, Eagles closed it 29-18. Take a listen.
Look out, Tyler Steen throwing punches. Barkley's run to take him over 100 yards. And now the chippiness has turned into a full-on shoving match. Look out, Tyler Steen throwing punches. And this is getting ugly.
We got flags. We got hats.
So there's a guy in WWE that his name is Kevin Steen. Unfortunately, he does not wrestle by that name. That's what he did in the independent circuit. Now he goes by Kevin Owens. I wonder if there's any relation. That's the only reason I'm bringing you up. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about for sure. Okay, so take a listen to this because, you know, things are getting kind of rowdy over here when we start talking about the holiday season and all the stuff that people like to do. So let's go ahead and get into some of that stuff right away. A routine shoplifting call at Walmart in Canton, Ohio nearly turned deadly when 21-year-old suspect tried to execute a police officer at point-blank range inside of the store's loss prevention office. Body cam footage shows that Shane Newman calmly sitting with his girlfriend Katarina Jeffrey when he suddenly reached into his backpack, pulled the gun and aimed it at the officer's head, and then pulled the trigger. The gun malfunctioned. The mechanical failure likely saved the officer's life as Jeffrey screamed. A Walmart security guard then lunged and disarmed Newman while the officer drew his own weapon but held fire to avoid hitting the employees. Newman was tackled and cuffed. No shots were fired, though police say that Newman absolutely tried. Moments earlier, Newman had lied about having anything on him and then handed over illegal drugs. The officers later learned that Newman had an active warrant and was considered armed and dangerous. Newman now faces attempted murder, assault on a peace officer. Yes, I did say peace officer. Robbery, drug charges, and weapon violations. He's being held on $1 million bond. Jeffrey was also arrested after they found 9mm ammunition on her and now faces robbery related and weapons charges. So there you go. Take a listen to this.
You watched you walk over and put a
Listen, I'm going to tell you this because I don't know if this guy that's the police officer is not a person of faith. Something tells me that things have changed for him, that he is thinking about things entirely differently now in regards to the stuff that is going on. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. The Justice Department on Friday began releasing a massive tranche of records tied to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Partially complying with a disclosure law Congress passed and the president signed last month, officials say that the dump will eventually reach hundreds of thousands of pages, but much of it that's coming late weeks after the law's deadline and heavily redacted. They didn't sit well with Democrats and some Republicans. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted the release, saying that the entire documents were blacked out and calling it a violation of both the spirit and the letter of the law. House Oversight Democrats are now weighing legal options over what they say are incomplete compliance. The release includes photo and materials highlighted of Epstein's ties to Democrats, notable multiple images of Bill Clinton, including shots with Miss Maxwell and others. With Clinton's face left unredacted, a preliminary review of the New York Times shows that the president's name appears only rarely in newly released documents. The most photos involving him had already been made public in earlier releases. So what do you think? Do you think that we are still going to have ongoing weeks of this? I'm just asking because it seems like, you know, it's one of these weird things. It wasn't a straight release of everything that was supposed to be going on, but it's definitely some information. How much information are people going to want? So that's going to get very interesting as we move forward. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's continue talking. Do we want to kind of go into the little sports realm stuff? Maybe we should. Take a listen to this. I know we talked a little bit earlier about the Jake Paul fight with Anthony Joshua, no doubt there.
Duh.
But after the Jake Paul suffered his first knockout loss in pro boxing career, getting stopped by Anthony in round six on Friday, a familiar name immediately jumped back into the conversation. Mike Tyson. Tyson, who lost to Paul by a unanimous decision in their heavily hyped Netflix streamed bout in November of 2024, says that he wants a rematch. The boxing legend claims that he's learned from the fight and believes that he'd be far better prepared for the second time around. Tyson admitted that he overtrained for the Paul fight and left too much of himself at the gym or in the gym. Now, with even Floyd Mayweather fight scheduled in March of 2026 in Africa, Tyson says that that bout could set the stage for another showdown with Paul afterwards. In their fight in 2024, Paul clearly outworked Tyson, landing 78 punches to Tyson's 18 over 8 2-minute rounds. Still, Tyson's and Sisk's experience and smarter preparation would make the difference in a rematch. So who knows? Is this something that you'd be interested in seeing? I remember, I will tell you that I fell into this category when people were saying that Mike Tyson was coming back. And even though we knew that this was going to be like an exhibition slash match, you know, not sure exactly what it was. I was expecting the killer from the 80s. I mean, let's just not lie here. I don't know why my brain defaulted to that, but I think that I was not the only one that fell into that category, and everybody was having that expectation that this would be the case. Wasn't the case of what occurred, but it was interesting enough for us to start talking about it and going, hey, is this going to be what happens? But hey, it did not happen. But it was still something that people were pretty excited. And when it did not happen, then people were upset that it didn't happen. So it becomes one of those weird things. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But we already kind of know how that goes.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so a lot of stuff going on, as always, inside of the world of the multiverse. So there you go. Okay, so I think that we're in kind of the sports world for a moment, but take a listen to this. Caleb Williams hit DJ Moore with a 46-yard touchdown pass overtime. The Chicago Bears stunned the Green Bay Packers 22-16 on Saturday night and straightened their hold on the first place of the NFC North. Take a listen to this real quick because it just gets crazy.
On the fake, Williams looking downfield, launching downfield.
Yeah, people getting crazy. I mean, it's that season where things just kind of go kind of little nuts or utsers in regards of everything that's going on. And that's just kind of what happens. Don't worry about it. We're still good on what's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. No doubt about that. So if you want to, we got to kind of have some things going on because we always do that. But take a listen to this. A TikTok video shows a woman on a motorcycle at a gas station. A guy walked up to her and offered her $300 for her sweaty socks. She took the cash. Question was this. Take a listen to this. Has a guy ever offered you money for an article of clothing, and did you take the cash? Take a listen to this.
Yo, I have a really weird question.
I'm recording right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, what's up?
How much for the socks you're wearing right now?
Are you being serious?
I'm so serious.
They're sweaty.
That's fine.
How much?
How much?
How much do you have?
I have 300.
You can't be serious.
I'm so serious.
Are you doing this because there's a camera right here?
No.
They're sweaty.
300.
Are you sure?
I'm so sure. Thank you. You're doing me a solid.
This is weird.
To you?
I'm going to put right up with those socks.
That's fine. Oh. You're right home $300 richer.
They're so sweaty.
I can see.
My toes are not to look at us.
Right now it's 150.
150 is crazy. Literally stuck to my body. They're so sweaty. That's probably exactly what you wanted. Money.
Okay, so there you go. $300 for a pair of used socks. Sounds kind of weird. I'm not going to lie here. Not that I normally lie about anything that I'm doing here on the show, but it's kind of a weird one. I'm just saying. What do you think about the whole thing? There you go. Okay, so take a listen to this. A South Korean scientist who claims the highest IQ on Earth says God is real. He insists that math proves it. Yong-Hoon Kim, 36, and his IQ clocks in at 276, a number recognized by the World Mind Sports Council. For the context, genius level starts at 140. And let's see. Einstein and Stephen Hawking were reportedly around 160. In other words, Kim says that his brain has a penthouse and valet parking as well. Kim, an AI researcher, entrepreneur, and theology graduate from Yosei University. He's gone viral on social media repeatedly arguing that science and mathematics don't disprove God, and they point straight to him. His latest Instagram post, Flattery, declared God is real 100% and Jesus is God. In a widely viewed YouTube video, Kim laid out the cause of a simple mathematical proof that God's existence. His argument boils down to three ideas. So if you're ready for this, I'll share it with you. Everything needs a straight point, like a line needing a first dot. Time couldn't stretch endlessly into the past, or we'd never reach today. Growth and creation require power from somewhere. Multiplying nothing forever still gives you nothing. From that, Kim concludes the universe requires a first cause, timeless, powerful, intelligent, which he says is exactly what people mean when they say God exists. Kim also claims that Jesus was God in human form and most intelligent person to have ever lived, posting bluntly, no Einstein, no Newton, only Jesus. He's gone further, suggesting belief in Jesus is directly connected to intelligence, creativity, and success. Take a listen to what he has to say right here.
God is real 100%, and Jesus is God.
So there you go. There he is saying it. I figured that, you know, this would be a good news story to talk about because, you know, we are on the verge of celebrating Christ the King. You know, that is the purpose of Christmas, in case you forgot on what the layout of the land is supposed to be. So that's the only reason I'm mentioning this and bringing it up. Okay, so with that being said, it's 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and do that thing that we normally do around now, which is our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. You know that how we have all these weird things, but we talk a little bit about this, and we talk a little bit about that, and so maybe that is how we should do this one. So if we combine some of the worlds of the stuff that we discuss here, I would title this one, How Safety Almost Stole Signal. Yeah, that's exactly how I would word it. So high above the shop floors and office parks, past the banners, the dashboards, and posters promising zero everything, lived a creature who absolutely hated this season of safety. Not safety itself, not that we would be, you know, too easy to do. He hated the noise, the slogans, the emails marked urgent that weren't, the meetings about people and about meetings of where nothing dangerous was discussed, but plenty of words were exchanged. He hated how safety had learned to shout without learning how to listen. Down below, the people were buzzing, end of the year numbers, final audits, holiday reminders printed on 12 points font of with 17 bullet points and no soul. Remember the sign said, nothing says that we care like another checklist. High above lived the inspector. He shared his space with dusty binders, expired procedures, and a crooked shelf labeled lessons learned, never applied. He had been around a long time, long enough to remember when safety meant watching out for each other, not watching dashboards turn green while people turned quiet. Below him, safety season was in full swing. Supervisor smiled through the clenched teeth, clicked complete training without looking up. Executives spoke of culture like it was something that you could install during a downtime. And inspectors snapped. This, he said, tapping his laminated card, isn't safety. This is decoration. So he made a plan. Not to steal safety, that's impossible, but to steal the performance of safety. The night while the facility slept, the inspector crept through the halls and he took the slogans, the buzzwords, the posters with stock photo of workers smiling in PPE they've never actually worn. He emptied inboxes of cheerful reminders, muted alarms that screamed but never explained, unplugged dashboards that glowed confidently while understanding nothing. By morning, silence. People arrived confused. Where are the signs that tell me to be careful, one asked. What do we do without the checklist, another said. And then something uncomfortable happened. They started talking. One worker noticed a frayed cable, not because the poster told him to, but because he'd almost tripped over it last week. A supervisor stopped a job, not because policy demanded it, but because something didn't feel right. A team paused, not to fill out a form, but to ask, does this actually make sense? Up above the inspector watch, the grid shrank. Hold on, he muttered. They're thinking. Without the noise, something else moved into the space. Signal. Not the flashy kind, not the kind to announce a quarterly meeting, not the quiet kind either. The kind that passes between people when they trust each other enough to speak without permission. Down below, hazards will exist. Risk didn't magically disappear. Work was still work. But now, they were being noticed. And then it happened. A small incident. No sirens, no press release, no emergency meeting on a slide deck. The team caught it early, adjusted, and learned. No blame, no panic. No, who didn't follow the procedure? Just understanding. That's when the inspector felt it, the uncomfortable realization. Safety hadn't been stolen. It had been buried under the noise. That noise that turned to what he had taken, but not at all. But not at all. The posters stayed gone. The slogans didn't come back. The dashboards rebooted, but quieter. Instead, he left a note, just one, and it read the following. Safety isn't the volume of your message. It's whether anyone can hear the signal underneath. The next morning, some things returned. Rules, procedures, reminders, but fewer, clearer, more deliberate. People still tracked numbers, but they listened to stories. They still followed the rules, but they questioned them when they stopped making sense. And the inspector? He went back up the hill, still skeptical, still unimpressed by slogans, but no longer trying to steal safety. Because he finally understood safety doesn't fail because people don't care. It fails when the signal gets drowned out by the show. And somewhere deep inside the system, the signal hummed. No, the signal hummed. Low, steady, and it could finally be heard.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This year's safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Every dream's a rerun, every war's been won. I reach for something that feels.
Okay, here we are, currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday, doing all the fun stuff that we get to do before the holidays hit, I guess. Yeah, this right here, Fragments of the Real. Neon Saints preach. That's what happens when you name multiple songs into the same thing. So there you go. You know, it's a good one. I think it's a good one. I might be a little biased, though. I've only heard it from what I can see right here 31 times. Yeah, the Fragments of the Real. Okay, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is kind of what we do. So let me explain this to you. This is time of the season for some people that people enjoy this time of the year, or some people get really depressed when it's all said and done. So let's talk a little bit about the latter, if you don't mind. And let me tell you about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. I'm going to tell you, you go to that website, it can change everything for you. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, all kinds of information related to everything that will take care of things for you. No doubt about that as we are talking. So, with that being said, don't forget TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says Find Help, because I'm going to tell you, it is that time of the year where people need to hear this information. It can change everything for you. No doubt about that. So with that being said, let's continue talking about some other things that we need to discuss, because, hey, it is that time of the year that we need to discuss this. So take a listen to this. Vets see a surge in tinsel-related emergencies every December. Dog thinks that wrapping papers are edible, and cats believe that ornaments are personal challenges. So how do you handle your Christmas stuff when it comes to this time of the year? I'm just wondering, because it becomes one of those weird things just together in regards to what happens with pets. Now, sometimes in Christmas, it's the biggest music season of the year, too. So Christmas is the biggest music season of the year. Roughly 30% of all annual music revenue is generated between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mariah Carey doesn't need a tour. December is the tour. So that's why you see some of these things that almost go on repeat. So I'm just asking. And here's the other question. So you know that from time to time, people never know what to get some people for the holidays. So here's something for you. America is tired, practical, and perfectly fine stuffing cash in an envelope and calling it Christmas. A new APNORC poll finds that most adults are done pretending otherwise, and they're also done staying up late on New Year's Eve. The big takeaway, cash is king. About 6 in 10 Americans say cash or gift cards are a very acceptable holiday gifts. Under 45, even more on board. Secondhand gifts are tolerated cautiously. Most people say that something's okay, that somewhat okay with that. But older adults are far likely to say absolutely not. Younger Americans are more chill. Nearly 3/4 under 45 say that secondhand gifts are at least acceptable, while 4 in 10 adults over 45 call them unacceptable. Pets are getting presents. About 3 in 10 adults plan to buy their animals a gift. Elf on a Shelf is mostly dead. Only 1 in 10 households are bothering. New Year's Eve is overrated. 44% of Americans say they won't stay up to greet in 2026. Half of adults 45 plus will be asleep before midnight. Decorations linger. About 1/3 of adults leave the holidays decor up after New Year's Day, apparently out of fatigue, not rebellion. Well, I fall into that Hispanic community thing, and I mean that in the best way possible. So January the 6th is a holiday as well, which was known as the Three Wise Men Day. If you translate it directly over, they call it Three Kings Day. So it becomes one of those things where you're normally supposed to leave that stuff up for there. So we are normally a little bit further out, just saying, just FYI. And then early decoration is rare. Only 2 in 10 put decorations up before Thanksgiving, and Christmas plans are low key. About 25% will watch sports, while 5%, a measly 5% plan to go to the movies. I have to tell you, I've been to the movies during the holidays. I mean, but that was years ago at this point. And I will tell you, it always does seem more than 5% are doing that. Just saying. So just some stuff to think about as we are talking. Anyways, let's bring some John Smalls into our life, because I think that that's going to be a little bit more important to do. So let's have him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by James. Stephen Hawking said, "If you are lucky enough to find love, remember it is there and don't throw it away." What a great quote. I would not have expected this to be a quote from Stephen Hawking, by the way. He's known as a brilliant man, but I never would have connected this great quote about love. I'm not sure why, but probably because I tried to read his book, A Brief History of Time, From the Big Bang to Black Holes. Yeah, it gave me a headache. I only wish I was kidding. Now, in all fairness, I also discovered I needed reading glasses at the time. So I'm holding out hope that was the reason for the headache, not just that I'm an idiot, but who knows.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
House Democrats have released another batch of photos from Jeffrey Epstein's estate.
Members of the House Oversight Committee say the latest release includes undated photos showing Epstein with high-profile individuals, including Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, taken at various locations linked to his wealth. Lawmakers describe the move as part of a broader effort to increase transparency around Epstein's network and his years of alleged abuse. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The Board of Trustees at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts has voted to rename the landmark venue the Trump Kennedy Center.
Board members approved the change after a contentious debate over how to recognize Trump's influence on arts funding and major renovations completed during his time in office. Supporters say the new name honors both the original presidential legacy and a more recent chapter in cultural investment. Donald Trump is chairman of the board. Jessica Oakley reporting.
U.S. forces have carried out another strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat in the Eastern Pacific.
Military officials say the latest operation, announced Wednesday by U.S. Southern Command, targeted a vessel they describe as tied to organized crime networks moving drugs by sea. The strike brought the total number of people killed in a series of similar actions since September to at least 99. Commanders say the campaign is part of a broader push to disrupt narcotics routes. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Burkina Faso has freed 11 Nigerian Air Force personnel after their transport helicopter made an emergency landing and was detained.
Officials in Burkina Faso say the crew was held after their helicopter landed without prior clearance during a mission linked to regional security operations. Nigerian authorities pressed for their release, describing the incident as a misunderstanding that needed quick diplomatic handling. The detentions came amid heightened sensitivities in West Africa. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Turkey is warning both Russia and Ukraine to show greater care over Black Sea security after its forces shot down a drone, Joseph Eckerson reports.
Ankara's defense officials say the unmanned aircraft was intercepted when it entered airspace close to Turkish coastal facilities, prompting concerns about spillover from the war in Ukraine. Authorities have not publicly assigned responsibility for the drone.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order directing federal agencies to speed up the process of reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug.
The order instructs regulators to move cannabis from its current Schedule I status to Schedule 3, a shift that would ease research limits and change how the drug is controlled at the federal level. Officials emphasized that the move would not legalize recreational use nationwide, but could significantly reduce tax burdens for licensed marijuana businesses. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Okay, definitely sounds like some serious business there, no doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1958... Chipmunk song reaches number one. What else? 1987, Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx overdoses from heroin. And in 1997, Merck baldness pills for men are approved by the FDA. So there you go. If you're looking at some celebrity birthdays for today, Hector Elizondo turns 89. Diane Sawyer turns 80. Rick Nielsen, 79. Luther Campbell turns 65. Heather Donahue turns 51. And Jordan Sparks. Yeah, she turned 36 today, so there you go. Things you ought to know, let's talk about this. Here's Friday winning mega million numbers, better saying. 1, 11, 27, 39, 59, and the mega ball was 18. Jackpot climbs up to $100 million because there was no winner. Also, here's Saturday night's numbers. It was 4, 5, 28, 52, 69, and the Powerball was 20. Power play was 3. Since there was no jackpot winner, tonight's jackpot is $1.6 billion with a B. Also, winter is here. The first day of winter was yesterday, just in case you did not know this. Also, a large Swedish study suggests that a link between high fat cheese and lower risk of dementia. To be clear, the researchers aren't saying that cheese is important for lower risk, but they did see an association in their years-long study. So there you go. Also, U.S. Secretary Mark Rubio said on Friday that the U.S. negotiators have made progress in attempting to end the war with Russia and the Ukraine, but ultimately the war is not over. So there you go. Duh. Also, in some other news, Blue Origin punched a new hole in the history books on Saturday, launching the first person who uses a wheelchair past the Karman line, 62 miles up, official of space. Michi Benatis, paralyzed after 2018 mountain biking accident, blasted off and the five crewmates calling themselves out of the blue. They floated into the microgravity for a few minutes, and then proved gravity is optional, and then parachuted back down to the retro thrusters safely back to Earth. Total mission time was about 10 minutes, long enough to make history, short enough to beat most Starbucks lines. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, we'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment and doing the stuff that we get to do over there. So there you go. If I can leave you with some words of wisdom for today, laughter is an instant vacation. Keep that in mind as we are talking. If I can leave you with a tidbit of advice, I would love to leave you with this. Get silverware shiny with baking soda in salt bath. It will change everything for you. Anyways, thanks for hanging out with me and enjoying this, you know, the season of the year. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Fragments of the real, they fade when I touch them. I can't tell what I feel. It all resets when I trust them. Binary gods on electric thrones. We build a cage. Maybe I was never awake. Maybe choice was the first mistake. Every path I've ever known was written deep in
machine tones.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative,
and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author, Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move. You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety Transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety Transmission. The Collapse of the Construct, now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.